Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
So, Gustav Holst's Carol in the Bleak Midwinter inspires this show, and we are in the bleak midwinter, not a lot of daylight, and the temperatures are, well, you never know in Maryland what the temperatures are, and we tape the show ahead of time, we'll confess, so it could be 70, it could be 30, so whatever it is. It's definitely, we are in...
It's still a winter frame of mind.
It's still bleak, yes. Well, we thought we'd talk about some of the wines and beverages we like around winter time. And as always, it is ladies first on Word on Wine.
Well, thank you. My first impulse is to talk about red wines, but actually I want to talk about white wines because I think sometimes we have a tendency to stay away from white wines in the winter because they're chilled and we're chilled and we want to warm up. But I think a nice white wine with a bit of heft, I still like a white wine as an aperitif, and I'm still eating seafood, especially chicken, salads. I'm still eating things that white wine would be appropriate for. So when I have shellfish, I love Muscadet. I love to fry oysters in the winter. We can get really good oysters. So Muscadet is beautiful. I'm really enjoying white Bordeaux. We tend to sort of forget that Sauvignon Blanc comes from this area. White Bordeaux is a blend of Sauvignon Blanc and Semillon. Mm-hmm. It's still crisp, but it has a little bit more body than your New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc or even your Sauvignon Blancs from the Loire Valley. There are not a ton of them in the United States, but White Bordeaux is wonderful in winter.
Grave is a nice area. That's a beautiful example of that.
Chenin Blanc is another nice thing to mm-hmm. return to, especially mm-hmm. some from South Africa. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a little bit more floral quality to them. Mm-hmm. I've been on a white Burgundy kick now for probably 12 months.
It's and not going to go away.
I hope not. I'm so enjoying that blend of baked pear, baked apple, the little bit of lemon rind, sometimes with a little touch of oak, sometimes steely. It's just such a pleasure right now.
I like in the winter to go outside my comfort zone because typically I like wines that are long and lean. And it's nice to go outside your comfort zone in the wintertime to just drink big California Chardonnays, to drink wines people tell you that they really like that you typically don't like to see that if you still don't like them, actually, you know. And I often find that, gosh, this is a beautifully made, huge California cab, and I'm really glad to try it. That's one of the great things about buying quality wine by the glass, is you get to try a little bit of this and say, wow, this isn't really my thing, but today it's 30 degrees below zero, and it feels great.
Mm.
And that's a nice thing. Also, drinking the wines you're talking about in winter makes me feel like I'm telling winter to go you-know-what. When I was very young in Quebec, I used to like to eat popsicles in the winter.
And just because, perverse.
Yes. Well, you know, it was just like showing winter, you know, I'm tougher than you are. Yeah. So I love...
And you have to be tough in Quebec.
I really love Chenin Blanc, especially Vouvray's, mm-hmm. Turenne's, anything from that middle area of the Loire Valley are just so, so nice any time of the year. And they're civilized. I think having beverages in the wintertime makes winter pass a little faster and makes a little more civilized.
And don't forget, you can always spike your hot chocolate.
That is also true with all those fine American ryes that are currently around. Just some quick thoughts on winter from us. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.